So, where we're going to break, we talked about how to invest in these uncertain times, and I kind of want to tie it into our little lesson plan for the day, ladies and gentlemen. So get out a cup of coffee, pad of paper and a pencil. We're going to take you to school. And Hensler Financial Money Talks is not the 51st state.
No, we're not the 51st state.
No need to be offended here, okay?
Well, you can be offended, but not because we're 51st.
That's right. So tell us about it, DJ.
All right. So the question comes into play, what to do as you're approaching retirement. How do you allocate 401ks? Where do you put the cash? How do you buy fixed income in a 401k if you have IRAs that maybe you don't have a lot of substantial assets in those, or maybe you don't have a lot of assets in a taxable account?
And let's just exaggerate that a little bit and say in uncertain times like we have right now, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Since whoever's going to be president, I'm quite confident will cause some change.
There will be.
They will try.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they will.
Absolutely. So I think what I'd like to do is, again, just reiterate our firm philosophy, the 10-year rule. If you need money within 10 years, we put it in fixed income investments. If you don't need it, you invest in high-quality common stocks or growth investments for the long term.
Right. So what that actually does is it gives you – It is designed to give you solace so that you can sleep at night,
right.
Whether the market's up, down, whether there's a patch that you see coming that's volatile. What you know is that over the next 10 years, the money that you will need to spend that is not covered by your income is locked away in high-quality bonds.
Correct.
And what you also have to know then is part of the focus behind our 10-year rule is the fact that we know we've done these studies back to 1926, and the market has had a couple of negative returning periods during that time on a 10-year rolling average basis.
Mm-hmm.
The average return on a 10-year rolling average basis, however, is about 10.5%, 10.4, I believe it is. So you know that if you have you're tinkering with your time horizon. You're allowing
right.
yourself 10 years to be in the market with all your known debts covered, and you have the opportunity then that your equities can continue to work for you while your bonds allow you to sleep at night.
Right. That safety factor.
Right. Absolutely.
What confuses people is that we were grown up. And we were taught, never touch principal.
Right.
And the problem is, it doesn't really work that way. And so, unless you have a lot of money, it's very hard for somebody to generate enough income off a portfolio to not have to dip into the portfolio.
Right.
And so, if you're going to have to touch principal, we tend to say, look, let's make sure we touch the bucket over here that's not subjected to ups and downs. Because
mm-hmm.
the last thing you want to do is sell stocks in a down market.
Right.
I mean, that's just
right.
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
So, again, it allows you the solace that you're not going to have to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like you said, you know what your bucket looks like. And as long as you keep up with rolling 10-year periods of time, i.e. about this time now, we'd be selling to, well, really about a month ago, we'd be selling for the next 10 years worth of liquidity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Now, how does that help me with my concern about Donald or Hillary or
yeah.
our beloved leaders and the craziness that's probably going to happen in 2017?
Exactly. So if you've got 10 years of liquidity,
why do you care?
You have, well, you've already planned beyond.
You've planned even, for idiots you've, to run the country.
You've that's planned what, beyond okay. 4 years. You've planned beyond the longest time.
Yeah.
It's
still
alive.
Still alive. We're still on the air.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, you know, you've planned beyond the four right. years, beyond the 8 years.
Because how long, at least even Barack Obama hadn't been able to use an executive order to extend his 8-year term.
Right, yeah.
Right.
I think
so,
last time we had that was Mr. Roosevelt.
Okay, so you can only be in office 2 terms for a total of 8 years, so
right.
the 10-year rule would extend past that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Long term.
Yeah.
It's a long term plan.
Right. Yeah, and I think, again, Troy, you're absolutely right. It's planning. You don't think and use emotion to judge what you're doing. You plan. We build the financial plans, and based on that financial plan, gives you the need that you have.
Right.
You know, we look at it in totality, right? So by having all of your assets in growth and assuming that you'll sell in a down market, that's reactionary. Sure. Oh, now I'm going to sell extra because I need right. now that the market's tanking, I'm going to go ahead and pull everything out right. of the market. We've yeah. seen what happens there.
Right. Right.
That's a reactionary.
So it's kind of it feeds into a behavioral economic thing as well. So, you know, you don't lose track of your emotions and have to get out at the bottom so that you can wait until you feel comfortable and buy back in at the top, which yeah. is what we tend
so
to
I,
do.
So I'll give an example because the stock market's the only market where people really do react.
Yeah.
Completely blink backwards.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I went in my birthday present was the Porsche experience down at the
there
Porsche place.
Very nice, yeah.
Okay. So I got to drive a 911 GT3, mm-hmm. which is $170,000 car.
Nice.
Here's my example. If Porsche was putting those things on sale at half off, would you sell it or would you buy it?
Let's see, $170,000 is still about three times more than.
Well, I understand, but let's just say I'm pretty yeah, sure people are going to be buying, not
oh,
selling.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But then when they see Coke go down in half, or
yep.
or Home Depot, or pick a stock that's mm-hmm. worth
absolutely.
Picking, Walmart, they want to sell it even more.
Yep.
When really that's the time to actually be backing up the truck.
Right. Our emotion locks into what's happened most recently.
Right.
And you extrapolate. we assume that the next step is further down. It's
right.
like going down a fire escape right. in the dark.
Right.
And you don't know if there's a ladder there.
Right.
It's just the way human emotions work. It's crazy. Like you said, Bill, things go on sale in the stock market. Nobody wants them.
Right. Except for the smart investors.
Except for the smart right. investors.
And that's generally
and
how they make
the
money.
And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you've got a good portfolio, even if the market's down, hopefully if it's high quality, it's down less than the market, and you can still sleep. You don't have to make a decision.
Right.
You can sleep through the downturn. Adding to
the story all the time, Troy. If people had gone to bed at the end of 07 and woke up in 2010, it would have been like nothing happened.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, so Troy, it sounds like you're saying quality has a lot to do with it.
Quality has,
That
you
was
can,
a softball, by the way. In case you didn't know, that was a real lob to you.
I forgot my bat. Anyway, what winds up happening, though, DJ, if you look at history, and of course, yesterday doesn't always project to the future, but, you know, most of the time we believe it's gonna. If you look in most of our downturns, you see that the market actually underperforms that high quality group that's there. There's actually an S&P 500 the high quality stocks of the S&P 500. It's made up of about 240 some securities, so a little less than half, the top mm-hmm. half, according to quality stocks. And a very recent instance, December 1st, 2015 through February 2nd, 2016. We had a decline in the market of about 13.3%. That's the S&P 500 falls 13.3%. The high-quality stocks within the S&P 500 fell as a group a little less than half that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
so,
hence the reason why we tend to have the bent we have.
Which absolutely.
And we tend to buy even higher quality than what's made up of those 240 stocks.
Absolutely, yeah. So you know, we look even deeper than just the quality piece. We make sure that it's going to be companies that that have good solid earnings, predictable prices because of those earnings. Generally, that's the kind of things that we look for, and it does exactly what we expect it to in most instances. I won't say every time, but it usually when you have a market downturn, high quality twiddles its thumbs and
right.
watches everybody else
absolutely.
Go away.
All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.